Blog Talk Radio.
This episode we're gonna do Super Bowl after the Super Bowl edition, Monday morning quarterback. Talk a little bit about the Super Bowl, what your feelings is, how you feel about what you've seen, performances, commercials, halftime show. Then we're gonna just do a little bit off the hip and just talk about open topics. Cause As most of you know who've seen the Super Bowl, along with myself, a true Denver Bronco friend, the Super Bowl was garbage. I mean, ain't no way around it. It was garbage. It was, I don't know. Denver ain't show up. I'm going to make a disclaimer right now so we can get that out there. I am not going to entertain too many questions, but I will. I'm not going to be a sore loser. I will talk about a little bit of the game, but I'm going to divert some of the questions you asked me because at the end of the day, we got our behinds tore up, and that's all to it. What you think about that, Bone?
I see your pain. I see it all on your face. Especially during the game, you know. I felt a little bit of it because I was losing the pain, but, you know, I could really see that hurt on your face. Because you're right. It's up. The boys did not
show up at all.
They did not show up. So, I don't know. It was a shame.
Yeah, man. That was a terrible Super Bowl. That was just a waste of TV time, you ask me. I mean, I don't mean no harm to the Seattle fans because I'm pretty sure y'all enjoyed it. But for Denver fans, myself, man, that was a terrible game. Peyton, man, that might have been the worst game I ever seen him play in. But I have to give credit to Seattle's defense. That defense was swarming all night, man. They were swarming. It was coming. But individually, I don't know if I may be Percy Harvin. I got to eat crow on that one. But a good friend of mine told me you really can't because at the end of the day, how can you prepare for somebody that nobody's seen play all year? But I don't know what you guys think. Percy Harvin had a pretty good game. Was it unexpected?
I thought he was going to be the X Factor anyway. Nobody knew what to expect from him. They didn't know if they were going to try to play him. They didn't know what they were going to do. Obviously, Denver ain't know.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
They did not prepare for him at all in their game plan. Because, I mean, that should have been MVP. The boy was ball. Straight ball the whole game.
Yeah, they gave it to the defense. So what?
The guy that picked up the
The linebacker got that interception, and I think he forced a fumble or something, right? But I guess they gave it to defense, a defensive player, because the defense, I guess, really was the outstanding side. Well, offense went bad. I don't know. You really can't go wrong. Seattle played a perfect game. If we ever seen one played in the Super Bowl, it was a perfect game. Or you could say Denver played a lousy game.
And you held the most prolific offense in the league at 8 points.
The yeah.
Almighty Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
You held the 8 points.
Yeah.
That's saying a lot. Defense deserves that. But speaking of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't think you've ever seen him play a game with the worst stuff. I've heard a couple times this week that it might have been some foul play, might have been. You agree, disagree? You think Peyton Manning got that type of personality with the way or that anything get in his head enough to agree to throw a game, and not only a game, the Super Bowl?
I don't necessarily think he threw it. And that's just because of watching him over the years and watching his character. He wants to win at all costs at all times. So, to say Peyton Manning throws the game, no, I don't think he was in them. But they got beat so bad, you can give me any conspiracy and I'll go along with it. Honestly. But no, just his character alone, I wouldn't say Peyton. Well, I see we got a caller. Let's go ahead and go to our caller live now. All right, caller, go ahead. State your name. What's happening with you today on this good Sunday?
It's a great Sunday.
Oh, man.
My boy told me, you know what I'm saying, that it was having an orange,
Orange crush.
It was orange crush. I knew it was something like that. It was orange something. It's a great day here. You know. I just called to holler at my homeboy, Dex. See if he, you know what I'm saying, how the funeral was. You know, I sent some flowers. y'all got the flowers, you know. I just wanted to make sure everybody was okay, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, Mark, man. This is our local guest host, Mark Freeman, calling in from VA. Two up, two down. Let me give him a shout out. You called it right, Mark. I'm going to have to go with you. I'm going to have to admit my wrongs on this one. We didn't show up. Even if we did show up, it didn't seem like we showed up. See, I played a hell of a game, man. That's just, that defense was swarming. The offense, we had no answers for Percy Harvin. And I know I said to you last week on Air Percy who, I had to eat that today. I'm just going to be a man about it, man. I'm still a Denver fan. I'm always going to be a Denver fan. But we got our butt kicked, man. That's all to it. That's all to it.
Hey, I told y'all he was an X Factor. I told y'all coming into this game, Percy was going to be the X Factor. Percy showed up and showed out on that game. Not only that, you know what I'm talking about, the boys came to play. And I just think, you know what I'm saying, it was just like, it was just a wow factor. Like, that defense, that Seattle defense was on it, man. That Seattle defense was so. I'm not even going to say that I called it right, you know what I'm saying, because I did not expect it to be a game like that. I thought it was going to be competitive, you know, tit for tat. The first person to make the mistake is going to be the one that's going to lose the game. That's what I really thought. So I can't sit here and say that, you know what I'm saying, that it was what I called it. I just say, you know what I'm saying, it turned out to be a shocker for everybody, you know what I'm saying. The game was just like, I couldn't believe that it went down like that. I never seen Peyton play that bad. And I'll be the first one to say that last week, I was the first one to say that I'd take Peyton to win the game for me. But, you know what I'm saying, that was amazing.
All right, hold that thought, man. We got another call on the line. Let's get this call in.
Go ahead, call. State your name and wait. Let us know what's going on today, man. Talk to him.
Hello?
Go ahead, Carly. You live. Go ahead.
Hi. So what's the topic for the day?
The Super Bowl, man. We talking about the anything you want to talk about the Super Bowl last Sunday, halftime show, commercial, team performance, player performance.
Okay. How are you doing today, Derek?
I'm doing good. Can you state your name?
Yes, Corey, how are you today? This is Eric from Robonia.
My boy. What's that?
You heard? Yes, sir.
Hey, this is my boy, Ed Lee. Hey, Matt. What up, baby?
Hey.
I just catch
the
boy, man.
What's going on, man? Nothing much, fellas. How y'all doing?
Man, we just chilling, man. You know, trying to get that conversation out there.
Okay, that's what's up. But I was just calling to see, like, y'all just talking about anything.
Man, you can talk about whatever you want to. Now, the topic was the Super Bowl, but, hey, if you want to go and talk about something, we open any conversation, man.
Yeah, he'll do anything to get away from those Broncos right now, man. Just go ahead.
you my life, man.
Yeah, we could take the show on another turn. We could talk about, I don't know, anything. Marriage, if you want to, if you will.
Hey, we can go there. We can go there. That's a heavy conversation, but we can have it.
I know it's totally away and off the topic of football. If people want to listen to football, I'm sorry, but hey, I just want to take it in a different direction.
What you got? Say what you got. What's your question? What's
okay, so like, I saw you today earlier, Corey. Yeah, you was rapping with me. But earlier, before you even came to see me and my mom's, I was speaking to her on marriage, and she was asking me about that. And I was telling her my opinion on marriage and the whole concept of marriage. And she was kind of like not understand. I don't know if she really understood me or she even grasped the point I was trying to get across. But I was saying that why can't I, as a man, not get married and still be able to take care of a family without looking down upon by the other people who are married?
So you want to know, let me make sure I got your question. You saying, why is it wrong for you to not want to be married?
as most people, as I'm gonna put it, as most people put it, they say you're shacking up.
Boy, that's a loaded question, but I, you know what? I ain't scared of it. I ain't scared of that question, E. I'm going to tell you my point on that. I honestly believe if you're doing what you're supposed to be and you're responsible enough to hold down paying bills, taking care of your kids, your wife, well, in this instance, not your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, fiance, whatever it may be, and you doing the same thing as a married person, the transition shouldn't be too hard, but nobody should rush you into it either. I think it's something that we as individuals, we know when we're ready. And can't nobody tell you when you're ready. Now, the shacking up thing, I really don't know where shacking came from. I really don't. I don't know why it's looked at as a bad thing, but it's just one of those things that, go ahead.
Like, it's just different because it's 2014 is what I'm saying. It's like girls have kids without even thinking about a wedding ring. Come on, let's be honest. Let's be serious about these situations. I've had a kid and multiple kids without a wedding ring. So how is it that girls can look down on girls for not being married but not look down on girls for not having a wedding ring before you had a child?
You asking some real loaded questions right now. If I can, let me ask you this question without putting too much of your business out. Like, what has you so against marriage? If you with somebody that's
that, go ahead.
No, I'm saying if you are at a place where you're willing to, I say, keep house with her. What has you timid, or why do you shy away from taking that next step?
It's more like, I feel like marriage is more leaning toward the whole, I don't want to take this to a whole nother realm and start a whole nother conversation about something different, but I feel like marriage is based off of religion, right? Let's say a person is a religion.
The second part, definitely.
Well, yeah, you have to have I'm not going to say you have to have, but I think it would be nice if you had a religious basis. When you walk into your marriage, you'll save yourself a lot of trouble.
But I've seen multiple people walk in with a religious backing and do the total opposite.
Yeah.
It's a traditional thing. That's religion in itself is tradition. So, you know, marriage is something that our society has picked up and
formed
into what they feel is proper or right. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that you're wrong for shacking up or whatever
that's
you want
BJ.
To call it.
What's up, BJ? My bad.
You know, I'm here. The quiet one of the group, but I'm here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't see where marriage is a necessity when it comes to a relationship between you and the person you love. Because if, like Dad said, if you want to marry that woman, you're going to marry that woman. You know what I'm saying? And that time will come. You'll get that feeling when that is. But at the same time, and I may get in trouble when I get home when I say this, but shacking up to me is a test run. How are you supposed to know you'll be able to spend the rest of your life with this person if you don't try? So I'm just going
exactly.
to marry you. And then move in with you and live with you. What if I came back with you? Yeah, I should have known that before I asked you to marry me.
Well,
exactly.
If I can say this, like, from what you just said, and I'm talking about BJ, it all depends on what perspective you're looking at marriage from. Now, you said you don't want to get into the religious side of things, but at the same time, you can't neglect that when you're talking about marriage.
Right.
If you are not a person who believes in that, who lives your life by that, who that really don't mean nothing to you, then you're not wrong for anything that you do. You know what I mean? Because you have no basis. What tells you right or wrong? Outside
basically,
of the law, man's law.
Well, exactly. Outside of the law, that's opinion.
Exactly. So you're taking somebody else's opinion. If you're not going the religious route, then the only way you would be wrong outside of man's law is by somebody else's standard or their opinion or this or that. And if that be you, then you got to do what makes you happy, what works for you, what's going to keep you going. And if it's not marriage, then don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Now,
it gets to a point where I feel like I'm an asshole because I feel the way I feel, but I'm not trying to be that way. I'm not coming off to be an asshole. I just want to be me.
Yeah.
And I just feel like...
Nah, let him go.
Let him go? Okay, I'm going to let you go. Go ahead.
Okay. I just feel like it's not so much putting pressure on me to do it. It's more so of putting pressure on her to get me to do it.
Yeah, because they don't have more pressure on you. Is that double standard type thing. A woman is not supposed to, you know, have a child and wear a lock and all that type stuff like that. That double standard where, you know, it's okay for a man to, you know, mess around. He looks on that as like a pimp or a player or something like that. But then a woman is frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? Sleep with two men,
she's a,
you know what I'm saying? So, but that double standard, yeah, they're going to have more pressure for the marriage thing because, you know, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to get married, they're supposed to have kids, you know, and support their husband. That's society.
And then, right. Too, you got to look at it like this. Religion is kind of get complicated in some spots because some religion gets diluted with opinions. So you got to be careful. Where religion is spirituality, because spirituality is an individual thing. Religion is more of a collective group understanding. And when you get a collective group understanding, you're going to get it distorted anyway because everybody see things different. So just because you see it okay to live with someone, religion may see that wrong, but individually, your understanding with spirituality may be okay with that. And if that's fine with you, and that's fine with God. Can't nobody else tell you it's wrong, no way. So you can't you can't buy too much into the religion and the traditional standpoint. It's good to follow tradition because in most instances it worked and it has worked, but it don't work for everybody. And what works for you, works for you. At the end of the day, if you can go home and your house is taken care of, your wife is happy, you happy, you go home, you lay down in your bed, you get up the next day and do it all over again, everybody happy? If you married or not, it don't matter. You happy. That's what the married person trying to get. That's what the single person trying to get. Happy. So, really, are you winning being married? Are you winning not being married? If you happy, you winning, period.
So, life.
Oh, I think we lost the other caller. We had Mark on the line. Go ahead, E. You got any insight on that? Or... you got some more questions for us? I mean, we open, we here. Whatever you want to talk about, man.
Well, I'm listen some more to tune in more into the show, and then I might come back with how long this show gonna be?
Man, we here to 6:30, man. Whatever you want to talk about, we here. We here, man.
Okay,
just
I'm coming back
because
I'm about to go get something to eat real quick, and then I'm going to tune in, and then I'm going to bring up another question about a different subject. It's going to be about employment.
Man. That's what's up. We look forward to you calling back. He's going to get you a bite to eat. I know that's stomach grinding, so go on get something to eat Sunday. I know it's spending them on good Sunday meals out there. If you're in Robonia, I know it's spending out there for sure.
I appreciate so talking
ahead,
to you,
man,
fellas.
All right, appreciate it, E. So, man,
going along with, I don't think we need to leave that just like that. Because there's a lot that we touched on and a lot that we left out.
Yeah.
If we're going to talk about marriage, okay, you say let's subtract the religious / spiritual aspect from marriage. My opinion, if you are willing to live with this person, to share responsibilities with this person, I mean financial and all that come along with living with that person. I guess the question that I was trying to get an answer to is what would be that thing that would keep you from committing to that person? Yeah. Because that's what that is at that point, that marriage is saying, okay, I'm here and I'm going to be here. I don't plan on going anywhere else. I ain't trying to do nothing else outside of this. I'm with you. I think it all depends on how you look at it. If you look at it from an aspect of marriage being a benefit, then you'll see the positive. You know what I mean? You'll mm-hmm. see how you can mm-hmm. benefit from being married. You'll also take that attitude into the marriage and it'll work for you. Me personally, I think that marriage has lost its value. It's not, in 2014, it don't mean the same thing to be married that it meant when we saw married people coming up, when we were growing up, and what we saw from marriage. Right now, it's a title.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no commitment. There's no, and again, I'm one that has been married and is no longer married, so I get it. But why do we think marriage has lost its value? At one point, it was something that a person looked up, they looked forward to. And it doesn't matter male or female, they look forward to being married, starting their family, and, you know what I mean, living life as a married person. Now it's shunned. I was like, why would you do that? Why would you want to do that?
I ain't going to say it's shunned. Excuse me. What I will say is that I think society has become more open to and receptive to other alternatives in life, single parents, gay marriage, things of that nature. So, you know, like you said, when we were growing up, that was all it was. You know, you grow up, you go to school, you get a job, you get married, you have a family.
Ride it out.
And you ride it out. That's what we thought. But, you know, society has changed since the 70s, you know, the 80s. You know, it's okay if you're a single parent. You know, and at one point, you know, a single parent, you would strictly talk about a woman taking care of a child on her own. Now, men can be single parents and raise a child on their own. So, I mean, society has changed. That's what I think. I'm not going to say it's shone upon or the value of marriage has lessened. I just think there are different avenues that society has accepted. So it's not looked at the only option.
Right. From my point of view, I see it as like, because you posed the question, Corey. You posed, do we see it differently or is marriage differently now in 2014 than it was, say, for instance, for our parents growing up? I think at what has happened is the same question Eric posed to us also. Now you get into a standpoint where people have more of an independence for themselves as individuals. So I don't want to say necessarily be married just because my mama was married and my daddy was married forever. You know what I'm saying? I want to see how I can do this without being married. It's a warning for that now. When we was growing up, we wanted what we seen. Now it's kind of like a rebellion. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to do it that way. I can still do the same thing, take care of my family, make sure they eat, make sure everybody good, and don't be married. Why I have to commit to marriage? Well, if it works for you, I'm okay with that. If you're doing what you're supposed to as a man, I'm fine with that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I bought into the tradition. I kind of like the tradition. It works for me. But I'm not saying it's not wrong for anybody else that doesn't buy into the tradition if you're doing the things you need to be doing. If you're doing the same things as me, like you say, the question becomes now, why don't you get married? But I don't want to push nobody into being married because I think as an individual, we've all been married. And we all know, you know when you want to be married. Can't nobody tell you if you're going to be married. And if somebody do tell you you get married, 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to stay married. You have to feel it for yourself. So if you're questioning being married, I'm not going to tell you to get married because you probably don't need to be married. Yeah, if you question it, you know what I'm saying? So do it, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to right now, and this goes back to E-Question, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to right now, I'm okay with that.
Oh, I think we got this might be E calling back. E, this you?
Hey.
Go ahead, E. Oh, we lost him. We lost E. So, yeah, we'll move forward with that. You know what I mean?
Like I said, we took, now the first part of that was taking religion out of it, taking scripture out of it. Nobody said anything when I said that, but how do we do anything and take scripture out of it? How do we do anything and take God out of it? And expect it to work. Expect it to be, you know what I mean? Like, how can you do that?
You can't. Me personally, my personal belief is you can't do anything without God and it's going to work. Now, that's my personal belief. But I do believe you can be in a relationship with someone and don't want to be married and be spiritually okay with God with what you're doing, and it works. Because at some point, it's going to be a marriage. Because God ain't going to lead you no other way. Because if you're taking care of a person for so long, even if you take God out of the scenario, if you're taking care of a person for so long, even common law say you married. So even man has to recognize the fact that at some point it's a marriage. And at the end of the day, a marriage ain't nothing but what you say it is anyway. Because it's a piece of paper that says you're married. You're doing the same thing if you're not on that paper. And if you're doing it with God, we stand before a preacher, traditionally, when we get married. We stand in the church before a preacher and our friends and commit ourselves to that, to our significant other, right?
Right.
So, with that being said, right there you got God in.
But here's wrong about that. Like, when you say I stand in front of God, I don't care about the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about nobody else that I'm standing in front of. And I say that and I mean that, but you know what I mean? Of course, I care about the person that I'm
right.
Outside of God, but
we're going deeper. We're going deeper.
The fact that I know that I'm committing, I'm making this commitment, and this vow to God.
Mm-hmm.
That alone.
It's your whole enough merit.
Exactly.
It's
that,
your whole
that's
enough
what,
merit.
I think that aspect, when we lost that, when we lost sight of that, that's where marriage lost some of its value.
And that's why I say nobody should get married that don't want to be married or feel like they're being married because somebody else is telling them. If God is not telling you to be married, because when we say all four of us, well, all three of us say, I'm saying four, well, all three of us say that we came to that realization that we wanted to be married, we know for ourselves God gave us that realization. You know what I'm saying? So we know what decision we was making, who guided that decision. If I go stand in front of the preacher, like you said, it don't matter if it's the preacher, it don't matter if it's T.D. Jakes. It don't matter if I'm out in his church out in Dallas. If I stand in front of him, and it can be all the prestigious people from all across the world at the wedding, if I ain't going in there with God telling me I should be married, that marriage ain't going to work.
No, it's not.
It's not going to work at all.
Well, we can't say it's not going to work. We can't say that it's not. Because what we can say is at some point.
You're going to have to bring God into
it.
To work, you're going to have to bring God.
Yeah, he got to be part of it. Because you're taking two different people from two different lifestyles, two different sexes, two different thought patterns, two different everything. It's trying to be one. You got to have something in common.
Yeah.
You got to have that bond. And if that bond and God and everything else that we know of, that we've ever, anything I've ever seen, breaks.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know of that ain't ever broke.
Yeah.
I guess we lost E, but I was trying to get to why he was against marriage, not so much from the standpoint of what other people say, but why, being that you've never been married, why are you so against it? But I guess if we get into all that,
we can pose that to him, yeah. Because definitely that would be a good question to send at him, because if we all collectively agree here sitting at this table that if we take God into anything, it's going to work. So with that being said, we can't speak for Enoch because he's not called, because we lost his call, but he will call back. If he has God with him right now, whatever walk he's taking, it doesn't really matter the opinion of him.
It should. It can.
It can, yeah, it can. It can, if you allow it, yeah, yeah.
If you allow it, it will. But, you know, like you said, don't really matter if you do it in a church setting.
Yeah, no matter where it's at.
How can you love somebody at their opinion? You discredit their opinion.
So, I mean, the only opinion that would matter to me is the person that I'm even having this discussion about.
Yeah.
If they're okay with us not being married, then that's the only opinion I'm all right with. Now if the day comes and she want to be married and I don't, then that, of course, obviously that's going to cause conflict. But so that's the only opinion I really care about. I can care less about my mama opinion. I mean, how many mothers really going to like the woman you choose?
Hello? Can you hear me? And 1, 2, can you hear me? If you can hear me, I cannot hear you. Mm-hmm.